Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Megillah, daf Chav Beis, and we are at the end of the first parak of Maseches Megillah, 20 daf, longer than the Bavli first parak, but we have a lot. We had a lot of inyanim in the past couple of days about Bama. Unlike the end of the first parak of Megillah, which has a lot of darshaning of the psukim of Megillah Esther, this Gemara did not have that over here. Okay, so we are up to the last section, Chav Beis with Aleph on top. We have been talking, the last Mishnah spoke about the differences between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Shiloh and Yerushalayim, that's what the Mishnah said on Daf Chaf, Amad Aleph, Ein Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim. The difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, they're both, you know, we call the Shiloh the Mishkan, and we call the Beis HaMikdash the Beis HaMikdash, but as Rav Soloveitchik's words yesterday, he called it the Beis HaMikdash in Shiloh. And, the Beis HaMikdash itself has three different, names at least. The Beis HaBechira, that's not Shiloh. Beis HaBechira, in the Makom HaNivchar, that's not Shiloh. Beis HaMikdash, Vasuli Mikdash, right? The first Mishkan was called the Mikdash. Vasuli Mikdash, Vashachanti Besocham, right? So to say that the Beis HaMikdash is, the Mishkan is a form of Beis HaMikdash, that's not a problem. Some of the other names are different. And as the Gemara is going to say right now, there are other words in the Torah that refer to Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, and there's even a machlokes about which word appears and refers to which one. There's a chumash. So the Gemara says here, darshaning from the pasuk at the end of pasuk in Dvarim, the end of the Torah, is tani tani menucha. So we say that the pasuk says that Hashem says kilovasim el hamenucha the el hanachala. Right, the pasuk in Dvarim in Perak Yud Beis. You have not come to the menucha and the nachala. Asher Hashem Elokecha nosei lach. What is menucha and nachala? What is that referring to? So the Gemara darshins, menucha is referring to one of the mekomos, and nachala is referring to another one of the mekomos. Ki lo vasem el menucha la nachala. So is tani tani menucha zu shilo v'nachala zu Yerushalayim. Some say that menucha refers to Shiloh and nachala refers to Yerushalayim, that Menucha refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's resting in Shiloh, and Nachla Yerushalayim is Tani Tani, Menucha is Yerushalayim, and Nachla is Shiloh. And some say it is the opposite. So which word refers to Yerushalayim, and which word refers to Shiloh? So Manda Bar Menucha Zu Shiloh, the one that says Menucha is Shiloh, Kilo Vasemad Ata El HaMenucha, because the first word of the Pasuk is El HaMenucha. So that's what happens first. Shiloh happened first historically. Vela Nachal Azu Yerushalayim. How do you know Nachal refers to Yerushalayim? Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, when they're talking about the destruction and the desolation of Yerushalayim, Ha'ayit Savua, the colored bird, Nachalasili, right? The colored bird is my nachala. That's where the birds hover and you know the other nation, the other birds come and attack the colored special bird. So that's what Yirmiyahu is referring to here, that the birds all come and attack Yerushalayim. Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hey, ma'ayit savua ba'al nachalasi v'koy al binyan olamim. Tzenestabe Yirmiyahu ala oivim sheboim al Yerushalayim. It's about the oivim that come. Remember, Yirmiyahu, a large majority of Yirmiyahu is all about the Churban, right? He complained to Hashem that he's the Navi of Doom, but that was his avoda. There are many parallels, the Medrash gives between Yirmiyahu and Navi and Moshe Rabbeinu. There are parallels between those two. But that's the first opinion, that Menucha is Shiloh and Nachla is Yerushalayim. And then there's an opinion the opposite, Mandamar Nachla zu Shiloh, according to the one that says Nachla is Shiloh, which is the second one of the pasuk, but says the Gemara Haisa Li Nachalasi Ka'arye Bayar, because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, this my number says this is referring to Shiloh. Why? Because you have to look at the continuation of the pasuk. This is my Nachalasi, like a lion in the forest. The pasuk continues Nasna Alai Bakola Al Kain Sinesiha. I have come to hate it, meaning destroy it. That's not Yerushalayim. That's not Yerushalayim in terms of the kedusha. Right, that kedusha stays forever. So we say that must be talking about Shiloh and Menucha Zeh Yerushalayim Zos Menochasi Adei Ad V'Gomer, because that kedusha stays forever. As we know, even though there's a difference between the kedusha of even though both in the times of Shiloh and in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, as we learned, there was an Isser Bamos, but afterwards there's a difference. Right, that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah says that after Shiloh Yesh Acharav Heter, but kedusha Zeh Yerushalayim Ein Achareha Heter. There's no And after Yerushalayim, there is no other heter, and that's what the Rambam paskins, as we know, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Perek Zion, that even though the Beis HaMikdash is not there anymore, and it has been destroyed, the Kedusha has not left. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says that, Lefichach makrivin karbanos kula avishein shambayas, banui. Right, theoretically, we could bring karbanos if we had a mizbeach, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Passing like that day of the Yismachlokas Tanam, passing like that day. Why would you be able to bring karbanos if there is no Beis HaMikdash? Because the mechayev is the kedusha. It's not called kache chutz. If one has a mizbeach, then what do you mean chutz? There is no Beis HaMikdash. It's outside the Beis HaMikdash. No, it's not outside the makam hakadosh. The Rambam says kedusha rishona kitsha l'shaita v'kitsha l'asalavo. Regarding the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash and Harabayis, that Kedusha is forever once Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael, we know the Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishon, Kishon Shaita, Velokish, is Oslovo. The first time they went in, that Kedusha was lost when they went into exile. When they came back, the Kedusha of Ezra, the Kibush of Ezra, that was Kedusha La'asilavo. But the first one was not, and the Rambam explains, V'lamani Omer B'Mikdash of Yerushalayim, why do I hold by Mikdash in Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha San La'asilavo, Ube Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael, Lidin Shvius, U'maisras, V'chayotze Ben Lokitsh La'asilavo, why do I paskin there's a difference? Lefi, what's the root of the Kedusha? She Kedusha San Mikdash of Yerushalayim, Mipnei HaShchina. V'shchina, Eina B'teila. Once the Shechina rested in Yerushalayim, that's forever, that's eternal. That does not, is not affected by physical desolation on top of the ground. Right? That's not affected. Vahare Yomer, the Pasuk says, Vahashimosi es Mikdashechem. I will make desolate and destroy your Mikdash, but it's still called Mikdash even after the Shmama. Vyamar Chacham, Avabisha Shomamin, Bikdushasanim Omdim. That's the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. Like our Gemara says here, Zos Munuchasi Ade Ad. That's what it's referring to. Avalchi of Haaretz, Beshvias, Ubemaisras, Eino Elibne Kibush Rabim. But the Chiv of the rest of Eretz Yisrael has to do with Kibush Rabim. The Kibush of Nilkacha Aretz Midehem. And once the land was taken, Batala Kibush Vidifter Ben HaTorah. But once Ezra came back, v'kiv inshallah Ezra, v'kitsha lo kitsha v'kibush ala v'chazaka shechzikubo, the Rambam's well-known distinction between kibush and chazaka, and if it's kibush and chazaka, overcomes and prevents the kibush from leaving, while kibush does not, and we'll talk about that in the past, what's the difference between kibush and chazaka. But this is the Rambam in terms of Yerushalayim, forever, menuchasi ad ad versus Shiloh. And that's the Kedusha of Yerushalayim stays forever, and that's what is in Isra Bamos forever. Continuing the drasha, La'achar, what is this referring to now? So the Pnei Moshe says this is a continuation of what we were just talking about. La'achar sha'asalo chavila v'haya neinechba. Right, let's say somebody gathers a whole pile and puts it on their back, and then finally at one point puts it down. Right, you have a whole bundle on your back and then puts it down. Says the Pnei Moshe, Achar shetiltel mimakom lemakom, asa lo chavila makom lanuach bo. Eventually they reached a spot, even though there were 6 stages of avoda, as we spoke about, of the halachic mizbeach history, but they reached a time where there was permanence. Vayaneinach ba, kach ba olamoed, nesru habamos, begilgol, hutra habamos. In olamoed, when there was a mishkan, Bamos were Nasar, and then after that, Begil Gahodra Bamos, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, for the first 14 years, Shevesh HaKivshu, Shevesh HaChilku, then there was a Heter Bamos, Beshilo, Nasar HaBamos, once Shilo came along, then the Bamos were Nasar, for those 369, Bedova Gimon, Hutra Bamos, Yushalayim, Nasar HaBamos. And then once Yushalayim came along, Nasar HaBamos, and then it was Aser, forever. Again, it doesn't mean that once the Beis HaMikdash was built, that was the first special thing that happened in Yerushalayim. We know that place was chosen because of the history of what took place there, but that the earlier actions did not imbue it with eternal Kedusha. Right? The Akedas Yitzchak did not imbue it with eternal Kedusha. It had a special status. Right? Evan Ashasiya, but the Rambam describes in, also in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, history of the spot. History of the spot of the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam said, I think, in the beginning of Perek Beis. Yeah, Perek Beis, the Rambam says, HaMizbeach Mikomo Mechuvan BiYoser. It's the exact spot, that place where the Mizbeach was. Right? In the Mikdash, that's exactly where Yitzchak Avinu was Nekad. By the Makam Itzri, we thought they maybe, you know, the Akedah took place on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to this Rambam, it sounds like it took place at the Makam HaMizbeach in the Azara. Right? Ube Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. Shneemar V'lech L'Eretz HaMoria, V'neemar B'divri HaYamin V'yachal Shalom, L'Avnos Hespeis Hashem B'Yushalayim B'Har Moria. Right? The Har Moria only appears two times in all of Tanakh. Moria. Akedah. And Beis HaMikdash in Divrei HaYamim. So that's where you know the Akedah took place at the Makam HaMikdash because the same word is used. Asher Nira Lo David Avihu Asher Heichen Makam David Begorin Arnon HaYavusi. Umisores Biyad HaKol. Unusual Lashon. There's a Misora that everybody says. Biyad HaKol. Shamakom Shebana Bo David Ushlomo HaMizbeach Begorin HaAravna Hu HaMakom Shebana Bo Avram HaMizbeach V'Akar Alav Yitzchak. As we just said. The Makam HaMizbeach of David was the place of the Akedah. The Hua Makom Shebana Bo Noach Kishiyasa Menateva. That's the exact spot that Noach brought a carbon, right? Even if, Har Ararat was up north, in Turkey over there, when he came off, Noach walked down to Yerushalayim and brought a carbon on Har HaMoria. The Hua Mizbeach Shehikrev Alav Kayin VeHevel. Getting earlier in history. That's the Makom that Kayin and Hevel brought a carbon. So Bo Hikrif Adam Arishon Kishen Nivra carbon. And when Adam Arishon was created, he gave a carbon on that spot. So Adam, Cain and Havel, and Noach, and the Akedah. On that spot of the Makom HaMizbeach. Umisham Nivra. And from that spot, Adam was created, as Chazal say. Amru Chachamim Adam Mimakom Kaparaso Nivra. So that's the Makom HaMizbeach. And that, so therefore, that all happens before David HaMelech. Right, but it didn't give it inherent kedusha. There was a status, but it didn't have kedusha until it was hokdash. Remember the language of the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Chav Dalet. David HaMelech was mekadesh the ritzpa. David HaMelech sanctified the ground, and then Shlomo HaMelech sanctified above ground. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Lamelech. How do you know now? The Gemara is going to come and say, how do you know that in between Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash, there was a heter? So we darshan, we compare it to a king, Shneamar La'avdo, a king that says to his Eved, Al tishte yayin, lo mitveria, v'lo mikesrin, v'lo mitziporin. Right, a king that says, don't drink the wine, in tveria, kisarin, and siporin. Right, so that's the those are where the king does not want you to drink the wine. Mashvaham beitai mutter. Sounds like in between it would be mutter. Right? Just, in those spots not, but between them would be mutter. So too here, when we asur el hamnucha ve'el hanachala, when you get to menucha nachala, that's where you can't bring, karbanos, right? Isur bamos, but in between, it would be allowed. Kach ba'oel moed. Asu arboam chasar acha. So too in the oel moed. We know the Mishkan in the Midbar, 39 years. Arboim Chasar Achas. Interesting, we'll just say 39. But that's how the Mishnah talks. Arboim Chasar Achas. B'Gilgal Asu Arbasri Sheva Shekiv Sheva Sheva Shechilku. In Gilgal 14, 7 that they conquered and 7 that they split up. B'Shilo Asu Shlosh Meos V'Shishim V'Teisha. Shilo was 369. B'Nov V'Givon Asu Chamishim V'Sheva, 57. Shlosh Esrei B'Nov, 13 in Nov V'Arboim. Right, until Nov was massacred. Varboim, Varba, Givon, 44 in Givon. Ubi Yerushalayim, then they come to Yerushalayim. Also, Binyan, Arishon, Arba, Amos, the Eser, should be Arba, Meos. Right, you have Amos? Right, Arba, Meos, the Eser, the Ubinyan, Acharon, Arba, Meos, the Esrim, 410 and 420. The Kayim, Ashenemar, Godul, Yakov, the Bais, the Acharon, and Arishon. Right, that's also a kiyum of the Bati Mikdosh were longer. Right, will last it longer than Shiloh, and therefore, you know, Gadol Kavod HaBayis, and also the second base of Migdash will last it more before the, longer than the first base of Migdash. That's the pasuk here in Chagai, that the Kavod HaBayis Achron will be greater than the Rishon. The Mefarshim point out that you see a raya, right, some say, let me say it this way, some of those that are not from our religion quote this pasuk in Chagai to prove that there's not going to be a third base of Migdash. Because it says, Godol Kivir Bais HaAchron Min HaRishon. Right? So you see that the Achron, the second base of Midrash was the Achron. The Achron is the last. right? So they bring a raya. Must be that there's not going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. So two answers to that. Number one, it could be that Achron here refers to the third Beis HaMikdash, right? Because the second Beis HaMikdash was somewhat of a, I wouldn't call it not a real Beis HaMikdash, but it was missing, like the Gemara says in Yuma, it was missing the five things, based on the Pasuk, also in Chagai, Yikavda, Yikaved, spelled without the hay, the five things that were missing. And there are sources that the second Beis HaMikdash, Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about this in Parshas Bo, the second Beis HaMikdash was just needed as a stopgap measure, because we were going, it would go into such a long gullus, we needed a little chizuk before we went into the gullus, so we got a second Beis HaMikdash, but it wasn't a real Beis HaMikdash. How could you have a Beis HaMikdash that's empty in the Kodesh Kadashim? Even if it was buried underneath. But how can you say it was a real Beis HaMikdash? So you can say Achron here means the third. Or maybe the other answer is the one that Achron doesn't mean last. Achron means later one. Later one. And where do you know that from? It's a Pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk in Chumash, right? The Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu went to meet his brother Esav, and he lined everybody up, the Pasuk says that he lined everybody up, and they went, Acharonim, Acharonim. Right, it doesn't, and Acharon there means the next ones that went. It doesn't mean that it was the, here it is, in Pasuk, Lamed, Kiperak, Lamed, Gibel, Pasuk, Beis. Vayasem et hashvachos ves yaldehen rishona, ves Lea viladeha Acharonim, ves Rachel ves Yosef Acharonim. So you see, Acharonim, they're used twice. They went Acharonim and they went Acharonim. So Acharonim just means the next ones. Doesn't mean the last ones. So they're here too. The next one is, the one that, is referred to in Chagai, but Lav Dafka, the last. Okay, Hadron Alach Parak Megillah Nikreis. So we finished the first Parak, Baruch Hashem. Second half of it had nothing to do with Megillah, but we got to speak about a lot of different other topics as well. A lot of Hilchas Stam, if you remember. A lot of that does not appear in the Bavli either. Appears a lot in Menachas. But now we get back to Megillah. Hakoreis Megillah L'Mafreya Lo Yatsa. If somebody reads the Megillah out of order, Lo Yatsa. Lo Yatsa, not Yotze. Some of the Bali Musar point out that this is also, it's not just a Gzeiras HaKasev, but the Megillah has to be read in order because you don't get the point of the Megillah unless you read it in order. But the point of the Megillah is the Yad Hashem that is behind the whole story. His name is not mentioned in the Megillah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the Megillah, orchestrating the events from start to finish, and that's why you have to read it in order to know exactly, to realize. You know, what's, this happened and then that happened and Bixen Viserish happened and Hashem laying the foundation, right? Even before the whole story started, there's a Medrash, the Gra, in the Sagdama to Esther, quotes a Medrash, that says that what was Achashverosh doing in Shushan? How did he get to Shushan? That wasn't the capital of, Persia all the years, right? It was, elsewhere. It was just that he wanted, Achashverosh heard about, or maybe he saw, pictures on, he heard about the throne of Shlomo HaMelech. And he said, I want to build a throne like Shlomo HaMelech. And he commissions, he finds, looks throughout the land, all 127 countries, and he finds the best artisans, to build it. And they happen to be in Shushan. So he commissions them to be able to build his throne. And he built this gorgeous, amazing, huge throne. And afterwards, he says, okay, bring it to me where the capital was. And they said, we didn't think about that. How do we transport it? It's too big. It's too heavy. It's like, what am I going to do now? So Achashverosh says, okay, if the throne can't come to me, I'm going to go to the throne. And that's how he happens to get his capital living in the little town where Mordechai and Esther happen to live. So even before the whole story, Makdim Refu Lamaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu already brings Achashverosh to where Mordechai and Esther are. The whole story is that's Hakorei L'Mafreya. That's one message that the Bali Musar say. The other message is, if I read the Megillah and I think it's just an old story from way back when, I don't think it has any relevance to me. I think it's retroactive. It belongs all the way, story for the history books. But it's nothing to do with my life. Lo Yatsa. Then you don't get the message of the Megillah. Lo Yatsa, you don't, not really, getting what Chazal want us to get. So that's two Musarvarts on Hakore Lamafreya. Hakar Alpe, if I read it by heart, right? The halacha is you have to read it from a cloth. So if I read it by heart, Kara Targum B'chol Lashon Lo Yatsa. If I have a cloth in front of me and I read it, then I translate it. It was in the days of Achashverosh. No, I'm not Yotze. I'm not Yotze. If I have it there in Hebrew and I read it in English or any other language, Lo Yatsa. Aval Koran Asol Lo Azos Balaz. But you can read it to a Lo Azait in Laz. So these two lines seem to contradict each other. The first line says you can't read it in other languages, and the next line says you can't read it in other languages. So we'll see. 2 days in the Gemara, the first day is going to be, we'll explain it like that just for now, well, how is it written? The first line is talking about if it's written in Hebrew and you read it in some other language, then you're not Yotze. But if it was written in that language and you read it in that language, if you read it in Loazay, Torah Loazay, it's written in Loazay Yotze, then you are Yotze. So that is the first way to explain this, this line of the Gemara. That's how the Pnei Moshe explains it on the Mishnah. Im Haisa, I'll read the Pnei Moshe, Im Haisa, Ksuva, Ba'osa, Lashon, Laz, Shehumei, Vinyatza, Dilav, Achi, Hareza, Kari, Alpeh. Because if it wouldn't be written in the laws of that language, that's Kriya Alpeh. So the way that you get a Bechzav is if it's written in that other language. Haloi Sheshama Shuris Yatza. But you don't have to understand it to be Ma'ake, to be Otze. If I have a regular Ashuris, which is the regular Hebrew alphabet, and it's written in there and I don't understand Hebrew and I hear the Megillah, I'm still Yotze. Still Yotze in that regard. Period. Not the other way. If it's written in Loazite and you read it in Loazite and I don't know anything about Loazite, I'm not Yotze. Not Yotze in that case. Period. Hakari Samagilla Mafrelo Yatza Dhsiv Kich Savam. As it is written, you have to read it Lamafreya. Hakara Alpeh Lo Yatza. Dhsiv Kich Savam. We darshan again from this buzzing. You can't read it by heart. Kich Savam. We'll get to later on, Beth Hashem. How much do you have to read it by klaf? So we said, Bidi Evet, as we'll see, we paskin. Now let's say I'm listening to the Megillah and I don't know, I missed two words because of the Haman. Because of everybody banging my Haman. So I can say those two words in my chumash and continue, right? The majority has to be. You can't skip the words at all. But even if you don't have those two words, bichsav, you have those balpeh, one can still be yotzei. But again, generally, it has to be considered a reading mitoch haksav. Kara alpeh lo yatza dechsiv kichsavam. Kara targum lo yatza dechsiv kichsavam. If I read it, again, I translate it, as I said, kichsavam. V'chalashon lo yatza dechsiv kichsavam v'chil shonam. So it has to be in that language and not in any other language. Okay, remember, just to Mare Makom, we'll see if we have time for this. Machlokas Achronim, the Beis Halevi, the Chazon Ish, how to look at the understand the principle of Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona. L'chora, everybody agrees that Shomea Ka'ona works by Megillah. Right? Who says that every single person has to read the Megillah? L'chora, you didn't shul, you have a Balka, right? And everybody's Motzi. The problem is that the Beis HaLevi has an idea that Shomea Ka'ona only transfers that, the reading itself. But if it has to be read in a certain way, then that's not transferable. That's what the Beis HaLevi says by Berchas Kohanim. Berchas Kohanim, remember someone came back from and told him that in Italy there was a minhag that the Kohanim all went up on the Duchin and only one Kohen said the words. They all put up their hand, one Kohen, Shomea Ka'ona. One Kohen said, Berecha Hashem. So the Beis HaLevi says, even though it fits in perfectly to understand Pshat in a Mishnah in Megillah, which Beis Hashem will have later on, but I don't think it works because there's a din of Kol Ram. You have to say it out loud. So even if Shomea Ka'ona works to transfer the mouthpiece, but if you have to say it in a certain way, it's not going to work. Ask the Chazon Ish on the Beis HaLevi. So what about Mitoch HaKsav? I'm not reading it Mitoch HaKsav. He's reading it Mitoch HaKsav. How am I Yotze with that? So the Chazon Ish says, no, Shomea Ka'ona means whatever he's doing, if he's doing it right, that goes to me and I'm doing it right. Right? No, whatever he needs. So the big raya of the Chazon Ish is from here. You got to figure out, according to the Beis HaLevi, that there's a difference between Kol Ram, that's more part of the essence of the voice, versus Mitoch HaKsav, that's somehow different. That somehow is transferable. So you gotta work hard to answer that question. Okay, let's continue. Rav Yona Amar Tana Nachman Bar Ada. Rav Yosi Amar Tana Nachman Saba. V'hayu, Kederach HaVayasan Yehu. V'hayu teaches me that also Kriyashma has to be read straight, also in order. Tanid, this is Machlokas there, Rashi and Tosas, if you look. What does it mean in order? Does that mean, Pashas, it means the Psukim out of order, or the Parshios out of order? Rashi would say that the Psukim out of order, like instead of saying, Elokecha, V'yahafta, V'sharecha, that's meaningless, right? So that's what it seems like Rashi says. That's what Shalokaseder means. The Mepharshim wonder about Rashi, that's for sure or nothing. Tani, af b'hala v'kriya samegillah kain. Not only by Kriya Shema, but also by halal and Kriya samegillah, it has to be in order. So nicha v'kriya samegillah d'chsev kichsavam. Baram b'halal, yeah. What's the source that halal, you have to say in order? Begin d'chsev mi'mizach shem Hashem avo'o mehul al shem Hashem. From the rising of the sun until the setting of the sun, Hashem is praised. Just like there is an order there, from the rising to the setting, so too, when you say the words. So Gemara says, Ma'ashma Amina. How do you get that from that pasuk? Maybe that pasuk just means the sun set, the sun rises. Praise Hashem when you see the sunrise and the sun setting. How do you know it's referring to the reading of the Hallel? So Rabbi Avun, Odi Amura Al Seder. Because the psukim go in order, historically. So if the psukim go in order, it must be we have to read it in order too. Where do you see the psukim are in order? Pitzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim l'shavar. That's Yisrael Mitzrayim. Pitzeis Yisrael. Lo lanu Hashem lo lanu l'doras halalu. Lo lanu is all about Yemei Agalus, right? L'doras halalu, right? It talks about Shibud Malchius in lo lanu. Ahav tiki yishma Hashem. What about Hashem zecharanu? That's the second half of that parak. We just think of it as a separate paragraph. But it's really one parak in Tehillim. The next one is Ahav tiki yishma Hashem l'imos HaMashiach. Right, that's talking about the special connection that we have with the Moshe Mashiach. Right, what does it say there? Es halach lafanei Hashem ba'arto zachayim. Right, the carbon aid is the Eretz Yisrael shenikra Eretz Achayim. Right, Eretz Achayim. That's the future. Isra chag ba'avosim liyemos gogu magog. Right, and that's also spoken about in that the psukim that referred to that event. Eliyatavo dekala silavo. So that's the Gemara says that the allusions are in order, so therefore we have to read it in order as well. What exactly are the stages of Yemos HaMashiach that the Rambam discusses in the end of Mishnah Torah, even though the Rambam himself says, but even though I've said this, don't spend too much time on this, because it doesn't bring to Avas Hashem or to Yiras Hashem. And nobody really knows exactly what's going to be until it is. That's the Rambam himself in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam says, "Al yale alev shebi yemos haMashiach yibatal davar miminhago shel olam." Don't think that anything's going to change when Mashiach comes. Oh yes, sham chidush b'maisa breishis. We're all going to be flying around with wings. No, we're going to be human. Nothing's going to change except for anti-Semitism. But it's going to be al olam kiminhago noheg. V'deshen emar b'yishayo v'gar ze'evim keves. V'gunamer. The Rambam quotes that psukim in Yishayo. It's a mashal. It's a mashal that we're all going to be live in peace. V'yachzer kulam l'das ha'emes, v'lo yigzalu, v'lo yashchisu. Right, there won't be any tzaris for Klal Yisrael. Right, that's what we daven for so badly. And the Rambam says, yire mipshutan shel divrei ha'neviim. It sounds like from the pshat of the neviim, shebetchilas yemos ha'mashiach tiyem melchemes gogu magog. At the beginning of yemos ha'mashiach, there's going to be gogu magog. What did our Gemara just say? Yeah. Yemos HaMashiach and Gog Magog. But maybe the Rambam had this Yerushalmi in mind. Right? That's what it sounds like. V'shekodim malchus mo Gog Magog, milchemes Gog Magog, yamo navi liYisrael, liyasher Yisrael ulohachin libam. And before Gog Magog, there's going to be a navi to put us straight. Kinei anokhish lechemes eliyah navi. V'chulu. L'shem shalom. And then the Rambam says towards the end, v'chaleilu advarim v'chayotzi behen, lo yeda adam hech yiyu ad sheyiyu. Really, nobody knows what's going to be until it is. Shedvarim stumim heim etzel hanaviim. Gam chachamim ein lahem kabbalah bedvarim elu elo fi hechra psukim. So he says, nobody really knows. Lo yisase gadam bedivir akadus lo yarach bedivir midrash amurim bidyanim elu. Don't focus on this. Shein meviim lo lidei ava, v'lo lidei yira, v'chin lo yachshav akitzin. Just be an Oved Hashem. And don't worry about the timeline in the future. Period. The Gemara says, oh, this must be talking about the last line of the Mishnah. That says, your Yotzei in Laz, as the Pnei Moshe said, it must be only if it's written in Laz. If it's written in Laz and you read it in Laz, then it can be Yotzei. Man and Kaiman, really? What are we talking about here, says the Gemara. If it was written in Hebrew and you read it in some other language and you translated it, Hatanin B'chaloshon. That's the line that says B'chaloshon, you're not Yotzei. Vim B'shai Seksuva B'laz V'tirgam Ashuris. And if it was written in Laz and you translated it into Hebrew, or even if you read it in Laz, are you allowed to write the Megillah in some other language? Hadi D'Toni, didn't we learn? Ma Bein Sfarim L'Megillah Sester. Elosh HaSfarim Nechtavim B'chaloshon Megillah Sester Inu Nechtaves El Ashuris. Megillah Sester has to be written in Ashuris. So how could the Gemara suggest that what the Mishnah means is that if you read it in Laz from a Laz Sefer, you're not allowed to write it in any other language, can you? Amar Shmuel bar Susrati, Tipater Peshay Saksuva, Ginaton. You can write it in Ginaton. What's Ginaton? Greek. Greek, an old Greek, which we already said a few weeks ago, that we don't have this anymore. But maybe Chazal assumed that old Greek is also a language that has somewhat of a Kedusha, and therefore, maybe that's what the Mishnah means. It doesn't mean any language. It just means this special type of Greek. Tani, we'll get to someone who argues in a minute. Tani, Shmuel says, Tani, Vishmit Pasuk Echad, V'tirgim Ha'am, V'targim Yatsa. If you miss one Pasuk, you're Yotzei. You're Yotzei. Says the Gemara. Anan Amri, meaning, Vatigra Hamatargim. Remember, in the days of old, there was somebody who read the Megillah, and then there's someone who had the Targum on the Megillah. So if you missed the Megillah, but you heard the Targum on that Pasuk, you're Yotze. Says the Gemara, how does that work? Right. It says you're not Yotze without any other language if it's not written in that language. So what does that mean? So Shmuel Kedaita, Shmuel argues. Shmuel argues on the understanding. Shmuel is Lashitasa. To Shmuel Amar, Haisak Suva Kilchasa. Halo is Yotze Babala. Shmuel says if it's written in Hebrew Ashuris, even if you read it in the translation of Laz, you're still Yotze. You're still Yotze. That's already called enough mitoch aksav. If you look at the Hebrew letters and you translate it into other language, Shmuel says that you're Yotze in that. What does the Mishnah mean? Remember, the Mishnah had two lines. The Mishnah first said that if you read it in a different language, you're not Yotze. And the next one is that if you read it in a different language, you are Yotze. Shmuel would say, it depends if you understand it or not. The first line is if you don't understand the other language, then you're not going to be Yotze. But the second one is that if you do understand that you're going to be Yotze, even if you're reading it in a different language than it's written in. That's what Shmuel holds. Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Yodea Ashuris, v'yodea Laz, Yotze ba Ashuris. If you know both languages, says the Brisa, says Rabbi Lazar, only Ashuris. Skip the next word. V'loes, add that in. Yotze ba Balaz. But Eloes could be Balaz. If you, meaning if you know Hebrew, you gotta hear it in Hebrew. Only if you only understand Laz, then you can read it in Laz. Ask the Gemara a fascinating question. Yodea Ashuris, Yodea Laz, Moshe Yotze de Chachem Balaz. So I know both languages. So I can't be Yotze in Laz. Could I read it for somebody who knows Laz? Could I be Motzi them? So the Gemara says, no. You're not Mechuy B'davar. You can't do this. The only way that you can be Motzi others is if you can do it yourself. This comparison has a big discussion. The Rishonim in the beginning of the second parak of Megillah on the Mishnah talk about this, and they say, is this exactly the same as Einu Mechuyev B'davar? I'm Mechuyev in Megillah. So what? Hebrew and other languages. The Gemara, this is comparable. The Rashba says the Rambam seems to be against this. We don't have the Rambam that he's referring to. Our Rambam doesn't seem to be against this. But the Rashba says, V'nir Remi Dvarav, the Afal Pi. He quotes a Rashi, which also we don't have. This Rashba has a Rashi and a Rambam that we don't have. V'nir Remi Dvarav, Sh'av Mishi Yodei Ashur, Z'yodei Alaz, Ilu Ratzel, Grozo Balaz, Yotze. He says, it sounds like from Rashi and the Rambam that if you know both languages, you can be Yotze Laz. Says the Rashba, it's against the Yerushalmi. It's against the Yerushalmi. Our Yerushalmi. We don't have that Rambam. And we don't have that Rashi. So we don't know which Rambam. Must be a different Girsa that he had in terms of that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time with the next Mishnah.